Hello, my name is Tim Law with Success Learning Systems, and today I will be interviewing Kimberly Gribben, who is a realtor for Century 21 Heritage Realty. She has a phenomenal skill set for helping others as far as selling their homes, and I assume also as far as buying a home, and has been involved with this work for a while. I'm going to let her discuss some of that as far as her background. You may want to take some notes as you listen to these ideas during this presentation. Kimberly, what got you started on this pathway of helping others as you do?
Well, I've always been in that type of job since I was 14 years old and started hostessing and waitressing. I've had, positions throughout my entire life working with the public and serving. And it just seemed like the most logical thing. I've had a passion for wanting to do real estate and was never in the opportunity as a single mom to be able to quit a very lucrative career with Verizon Wireless and start my own business. And when the opportunity opened up and we relocated to York County, PA, I found myself at that opportunity and being able to open that door. So I started, quit my great corporate job with benefits and started my real estate career back in 2005.
Okay, so you've been in it for about the last 3 years or so.
Yes.
Okay, and what are some of the some of the highlights of being involved with your own business and doing what you're doing as far as helping other people?
Well, some of the highlights are, and I say this joking around, and this isn't to have homeowners think that, I don't sell their homes, but I always say I don't sell homes. I educate consumers to make better decisions. So that's my biggest reward out of this is educating sellers on what their market value is of their home, what they can do to improve that, and how they can get the best out of their investment. And then with buyers, it's educating them over what their options are when they are looking at such a large investment. And that's why, for me personally, representing both parties is a very difficult thing to do, especially in this market. My biggest reward is helping people. It's not getting paid, and it's not driving around and spending $4 a gallon on gas all the time. It's helping people. It is helping them achieve the American dream, and I think that that's something that, as Americans, we all think is something that we should have the opportunity to do, and I am so excited and so proud to be able to be a very positive part of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, fantastic. As I say, your passion really comes through very, very well. There's no question about that. So you've been doing it for the last 3 years and everything. And what are some of the I asked you about as far as some of the high points. You already kind of discussed, what your philosophy is, which is great. If you could give our listeners two or three useful tips, Kimberly, as far as, maybe two tips as far as buying a house on one side and then two tips or so as far as selling a house on the other side of the transaction.
Okay. As far as buying a house, well, the first tip that goes for either side would be interview agents. You don't want to just hire somebody because they have a real estate license. Whether they're a new agent, a seasoned agent, somebody from the area, or somebody new to the area, you want to interview the agent. You want to find out what their potential is, what they do different. There's a lot of cookie-cutter opportunity with real estate, and there's just, unfortunately, too many people still in the business that took advantage of the very lucrative opportunity that the peak in the booming market did. So number one for both sides, interview the agent and make sure that you get that gut feeling that that person is really working for you and not working for their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
As far as buying a house, the best thing you can do is really be educated. Start to target the areas that you're interested in. Start to watch the pricing trends. What are sellers willing to do? Are they willing to offer furniture allowances or decorating expenses or cover closing costs, and become familiar with what the market value is for homes that are in the neighborhood and similar to that subject property. Also, as a buyer, be educated on what your options are. Can you get a home warranty? Can you have a home inspection? What are your mortgage choices? Don't talk to one lender and have them tell you what's best for you. Have a couple different lenders present to you options, because you're making a very emotional decision. You also want to make sure that you're making a very long-term, wise financial decision when you're spending such a large amount of money. And start the process 3, 4, 5 months before your target move date. The second thing for buyers is be budget-friendly. Buying a home is such an emotional process. When you show up to a home, that home has already met your minimum criteria: price, location, style, age, square footage, whatever. when you walk into that home, its appearance is going to tell you whether or not you want to move into that, and that's when the emotion kicks in. Be able to have a realtor or have the conscience that you need to separate that emotion out and then look at the budget. Does this home really produce a monthly payment that's affordable, that's going to allow you to live, allow you to raise your family, allow you to do the things that you want to do, not just right now, but in the future? So spend that money very wisely.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to sellers, again, keep in mind that you live in your home, you're selling your house, a very personal item versus a product. Take the advice. There's so many options out there for sellers that, just like with buyers, you can have homes pre-inspected. You can have homes pre-appraised if you don't think that the market value that the realtor is suggesting is correct. You can have your home staged. And that's the big thing, and you know personally that that's the area that I have taken my business in. You cannot turn TV on and not hear about the real estate market and staging, the number of homes that are out there. And if we already know that buyers are going to make an emotional decision to purchase your home amongst your versus your competition, you want to create an atmosphere that emotion is there the minute they walk in the door. If you went to a show, a theater show, and they were just actors on the stage, it wouldn't have the same effect as having all the props and the staging. If you're selling your used car, you have it inspected, you have it detailed. Again, you need to take your house, which is a huge investment that you own, and you need to treat it like other aspects of our life. So the number one thing for sellers is to have somebody that is unbiased come in and take their suggestions. Allow them to tell you what the trends are in the market. Allow them to suggest that you neutralize rooms, declutter, remove some furniture, maybe replace some items that might be dated. And then the second thing in that is price it accordingly. Every single home is going to have market comps that are going to produce a range. You can have a range of $100,000 to $125,000. The homes that are going to command the high price are the ones that are neutralized, that buyers feel they can just move right into. They're going to be willing to spend top dollar. At about $7 per month per $1,000, they're going to spend top dollar because they're not going to have that $5,000, $10,000 after settlement to do those updates and improvements. The homes that are going to need some love and some updating and some improvements, those clients are going to want to spend $100,000. So you really, when it comes down to staging your home and making your home showcase and move-in ready, you can really do some very, very smart things that are very inexpensive. And my experience has told me that for every $100 you spend in painting, you're going to get $1,000 back from the buyer. For every $100 that you spend in updating your fixtures, your light fixtures, your faucets, and your cabinet hardware, again, you're going to get about $1,000 back from the buyer. And for every $500 you spend in flooring products, you're going to get about $2,500 back from the buyer. So staging and presenting your home in showcase readiness is not spending thousands of dollars gutting kitchens and gutting bathrooms. It's taking the bones of what you have and just bringing them up to speed and making them more home buyer ready. And that would be my best suggestion for sellers in this market.
Sure, sure. No, that makes a whole lot of sense. Kimberly, how if people wanted to contact you to learn more about what you do, as well as possibly representing them, do you have some contact information you could give us there?
I do. My name is Kimberly Gribbin, and it's G-R-I-B-B-I-N. And, of course, with today's technology, you can type that into Google and get about 50 hits. I am currently at Century 21 Heritage Realty, which is in the Windsor, Red Lion, York County area. My mobile number is the best way to reach me if you're trying to reach me by phone, and that number is 717-676-2505. My email is kgribbin525@gmail.com, and the office number is 717-757-9487. But again, with the internet technology out there, I am one of the few realtors that are doing some of the enhanced internet services through realtor.com and Trulia and homes.com. So the best, the easiest way is to jot the name down and just Google it, and you will get everything about me is public.
Okay.
It's really easy to find me in today's world.
Fantastic. And just for the sake of anybody listening, I'm just going to repeat the spelling of your name with the on your Gmail address, which is kgribbin kimberly.525@gmail.com. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Kimberly, this has been wonderful. Really appreciate, you know, the information that you've shared, and, you know, look forward to, you know, speaking with you again in the very near future.
Well, thank you.
Okay, and I will get this squared away, and I'll send you a link to this so you can have it. And if it's something that you feel that you'd like to put on your website, you know, please feel free to do so. Certainly give all, any kind of permission to do that kind of thing. So.
Well, great, and that's something that I just chose a hosting service company on Friday. I've got about 10 or 15 different URL domains, so that's something that will be coming in the next 30 days is my own personal website that will allow the search engine to search the entire MLS database for the York Adams County area. So that'll be some additional information that should be coming soon. So I look forward to being able to link this in.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, well, we'll definitely stay in touch, Kimberly. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.